Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have you
stuff.
Heard of crystal
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're pushing off a cliff.
Well, should we give us some advice on how to be more confident?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead.
Hello, the world, the universe, and the afterlife. This is Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty? The podcast that's gripping the nation's butt cheeks in fear that we will get to taste of the trauma currently teasing around near your G-spot, if you're a gentleman, that is. And I can tell you who isn't a gentleman, the little bitch who I do this podcast with. Thankfully, Dr. Benjamin Jones is doing a sponsored silence at the moment.
And I give up. If you have sponsored me, then please contact the NSPCC and your money will be refunded. Joining us today on the podcast is... Oh,
so you're
almost... You, yeah, she almost had a squeaky, squeaky voice. Would you like to say hello? It's
Sarah Preble.
And you might be mistaken for thinking she's very shy. Really, she's just very, very small.
Can't reach up to the mic.
I can.
Have you ever thought about taking a club, like a drama club or something?
Oh, I have, yeah, many times.
Okay, go on.
First time I went, I must have been about 7 or 8.
Lovely age.
Oh, great. Yes.
Very ripe age for drama.
Mm. Get them in young.
Mm. Act, be a tree, do an accent, etc.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
No, you don't have to do it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sorry.
But how did the drama classes go?
I was unconscious a lot of the time.
Mm.
Why?
Oh, I just used to faint a lot when I was younger.
Fainted?
Yeah, but grew out of it.
Was there a chance you were pretending to faint for attention?
Next question.
Okay, no problem. We'll come back to it later when you're feeling
Are
a bit more confident.
Are you a vegan at all?
Sorry?
Are you a vegan at all?
No.
Okay.
Another strong question, though, Claire Cares.
Thank you.
What's a vegan?
You don't eat dairy products.
Oh,
or
no.
Meat. No. You do eat meat.
I eat a lot. Because
sometimes that can help with the fainting.
Oh, no, I eat mostly more dairy.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Now, well, we're all getting to know each other in the studio today.
Absolutely.
Certainly.
It's difficult when someone's so shy, isn't it?
Mm.
Sort of thing. Come on, pull your finger out.
I went on this female empowerment course once, which could be something that you could try. And it's thank you. And it's all about sort of empowering yourself through your vagina.
Mm.
So just asking your vagina, you greet your vagina each morning with a hand mirror.
Oh God!
And you say hello, hello, sweetie. And then through the day, you check in with your vagina and make some powerful choices. And also, you just wet. If you're going to an important business meeting, etc., you can wet behind your ears with a bit of a pussy jew.
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does and then speak to that vagina instead.
I've got one, for example.
Would you like some of my drink, Claire?
No, it's a little bit
of a cough.
Just got a chesty cough.
Mm. I know how it gets.
I was out in the park at 2 a.m. yesterday.
Oh, good for you.
What were you doing in the park?
Oh, nothing.
Good. So, Sarah, obviously nobody's... Yep, sorry. Is your name quite triggering? I notice every time I say Sarah. Yeah, it's that. There it is again.
Is it because he's a man, kind of... or is it his sort of general energy?
Both.
Mm. Why don't you try it, Claire?
Sarah. Oh, Sarah.
Yeah, so that's fine. Yeah. It is just when I say Sarah.
Yeah.
So what is it about me saying Sarah that makes you so cripplingly terrified, Sarah?
Is it excitement or is it nerves?
I've never felt excitement without feeling nervous, to be honest. So I think it's, it's nerves.
Okay, well.
Because he's shouting.
Right. Shall I say it softly?
Yeah.
Sarah? But that's still a bit scary.
Yeah, it's still horrible in a way. But
okay. Mm. What shall I call you something else?
Yeah, we can just carry on.
I think it's because I think it's your general demeanor because you're
about him.
Yes, and you carry yourself like, oh, I'm a doctor. You know.
That's uncanny. I didn't know he was human.
Right, yeah.
Sorry.
Well. Have you ever hit a woman?
Like, look, Claire, we're not going to talk about this.
That's a dangerous
again,
area.
Okay. Mm. She was very mouthy.
Brave woman, Claire.
Well, I've got a sort of a sixth sense really for this sort of stuff. And also, thank you.
Right.
I notice that you give a little round of applause when you like something.
That's I think kind it's of, important to express gratitude.
That's lovely, actually. Yeah. Do you know what it is? And I've got a little gratitude journal. And each day I put, sort of grateful things in there, like I got a free cheese grater, for example.
Oh, boy. Oh, what a day.
Yeah, what a day. And
you must have been absolute top of the world.
Top of the world, top of the list. And I said, thank you for my cheese grater. Yep. It's not gone unnoticed.
Oh, but you're vegan.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but you do get vegan cheese.
Oh.
It's absolutely disgusting.
What an absolute roller coaster.
Yes.
Very up and down day.
Yeah. Yes.
Happy ending.
No, let's all just go around and say what we're grateful for actually today. Sarah?
I am just grateful for this moment right now to be here with the two of you. It really is an honour.
One of us, certainly.
Yes, both experts in the field. And I can't believe I got the call. I'm grateful for that.
Fantastic. I'm grateful for my belt. Without that, my trousers will be slipping down all the time.
Oh, we're all grateful for that, Dr. Benjamin Jones. We don't
want another
Amen.
Penis on the table.
Thank you.
No, he doesn't get it out a lot because it's actually one of the titchier.
And
it's thin like a pencil, but a lot of water.
Okay.
Oh dear.
Can we not get dark? Aww. All right. Let's just calm ourselves down.
Childhood.
No one is born this cripplingly shy. Okay.
Mm.
So what happened? Did you come out of your mother shy?
Yes.
Yeah. So they come out and the doctor went, oh, she's very shy.
Yeah. First words.
Shy. I'm a shy baby.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
I'm a shy baby.
Really? Uh-huh. And how old was you when you said that?
Oh, about it took me a while to get about six.
Six, yes.
So, well, not such a baby, is
so you had the words inside, but you just didn't have the confidence to say anything until you were...
exactly that, doctor, yeah.
Mm.
I think we should do some exercises with you later, but we'll get to that. Was your mother or your father shy babies, do you know, going back?
Do you know what? I've never asked.
Because you're too shy.
Oh, I'd like to blame it on that, but I'm also a bit dopey.
I was sensing a slight dopiness that I didn't want to confront.
Did you come out of your mama's poop hole or the front one?
Well, I've always assumed front.
Mm-hmm.
You would do.
It's a fair assumption.
Maybe that's just what I... Maybe I'm just believing what I want to believe there.
Is there anybody else in your family that's got a smelly arsehole as well, or is it just you?
Oh, yes. I mean, it'd be quicker to say who hasn't.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Body problems all around, is it?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know if that's hereditary or if that's...
Probably a bit
nature, nurture.
Nature, nurture. Oh, family get-togethers must be absolutely stinking affair.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever be less shy? Do you think there's anything you can do to... I mean, how do you meet people? Have you got any friends?
I've got... meet people online.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it's just easier.
Yeah.
Than...
You can pretend you're someone else. They don't know anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make things up.
Yeah.
Arrange to meet them.
My friend got catfished. A very bad experience, actually. She had a six-year relationship with a man online. Never met him. And, of course... Wasn't actually a man, was it?
Who was it?
It was a large Indian lady called Linda.
Mm. Indian.
The whole time. Yeah. Called Linda.
Mm.
There's a lot of surprising elements to that story, but all of them are true. Large Indian lady called Linda. 6 years. Fiddling herself off to what she thought was a man.
I wonder why.
I wonder how you maintain that for 6 years, the things that you have to say. Keep that up.
Well, it's not difficult once you... you go.
What?
Right. No, so once you get into it, it's quite...
What, you just send pictures of someone else? And...
Are you saying that you do this, Sarah?
Sarah.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Huh? I do it.
Okay.
Sometimes, but not in a, you know...
And who do you pretend that you are when you're doing this?
Oh, I mean, lots of things. Sometimes, oh, this is going to sound mad now.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
You already do sound a bit kooky.
Thank you.
Okay.
I've always wanted to be described as kooky.
Okay.
I bet you'd love to be described as sassy, wouldn't you? Yeah, it's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Okay. Mm. Thank you for being honest.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to express myself honestly.
Thank you for my
I believe you create your own opportunities, so well done you.
And I believe the sun will rise tomorrow.
Wow, you're very wise, Claire.
Thank you.
So who did you pretend to be?
Oh yeah, well, you know, all sorts of different people. I did, you know, you learn as you go, and I did start off pretending to be Michael Jackson, I realised.
Now, this is very serious, Claire, okay?
Sorry, it's bringing a lot up.
Yeah. Sarah's just explaining how she pretends to be Michael Jackson.
I don't anymore. You want to go for something that's going to make an impact.
Mm-hmm. Was it pre or post allegations?
Oh, post.
Okay. That certainly will make an impact.
Mm. Pre or post death?
Post.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Both, yeah.
Now, what sort of age brackets were you sort of chatting to?
Oh, well, I just said, you know, 18 to... And then I didn't put a sort of upper limit.
That's
you
wise.
Said you were 18?
No, I said they could be anywhere between...
Oh, they can be 18.
Yeah.
So you went
or
on...
Or above. Preferably above. Yeah. Definitely not one that... Yeah, not lower.
Yeah. And presumably they were big Michael Jackson fans for wanting to believe that they were talking to the dead Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, no one believed, that's what I mean. I started off doing that and then I...
People were like, oh, you're full of shit.
Yeah.
Can you moonwalk?
No, and that's, I practice every day.
Mm. Right, that's one of the things.
I practice every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What time do you get up early to practice the moonwalk?
Yeah, 5:30.
Shoot.
I suppose that's the problem, though. If someone said, oh, I'm Michael Jackson, probably the first thing you'd say is... Well, let me see you moonwalk then, if you can't do it.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, you should have thought that.
Right, numpty.
And then and then you moved on to your sort of Pat Sharp or someone more believable, is that?
Pat Sharp's a good one.
Oh, yeah, I wish I thought of that.
Well, there's still time.
He's alive, so. Is he? Well, I guess we'll never know.
Get rid of those smelly hairs. Listen to Claire Cares.
Why do you think you need to pretend to be other people?
I think I can answer this one.
Thank God.
Just her general sort of personality is not very attractive to the modern world, because people generally go for extroverts. I'm not saying that's right or wrong. And when you don't take up space and you're small like a little mouse, it can irk people, because they're thinking, what the heck is wrong with this person? Did she come out of her mother's butthole? That sort of thing.
Would you agree with that, Sarah?
100%. Yeah.
Another win for Claire Cares.
I'm glad we're becoming friends, Claire.
Yeah. Now,
yeah.
A second ago, whilst you two were complimenting each other, I said, would you agree with that, Sarah?
Mm. Oh, I know, yeah, it's fine.
There was no reaction. Mm. Now, we already know that she pretended to faint when she was a child.
Mm.
And now, it looks like she pretends to wince whenever I say Sarah. You see, it stopped.
No, it's just gone. It's like hiccups. It just comes and goes.
Okay.
Maybe she's got used to your bellowing voice.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to leave that out there. We'll let our listeners decide.
Mm. Well, you can leave it out there, but I don't think anyone's going to come and collect it.
That's very funny, actually.
Thank you, Claire.
You're really showing a sense of humour and personality. It's really coming through, actually.
The more
time we spend with you, there's a light in there. It's just been sort of trampled on, I'm guessing, by men.
Oh, here we go.
Is it? Could it be?
Well, it's hard to say. She had lovely parents and mostly had quite positive experience with
Which one did you prefer?
Mum and Dad. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I can't.
You've got to.
Oh, God.
If one of them had to die.
Oh, why? Why would they? What's the matter?
But were they blow up quite quickly?
Oh, God. Well, I guess that's a bit better. I don't know, I mean...
And it's tomorrow. It happens tomorrow.
Oh, God.
So soon. It feels so soon.
One month coma, you get to say goodbye.
Can I phone a friend?
Got any siblings?
No. Oh, no, I've got a sister. Oh.
You've missed out on the phone a friend option now. Taking too long. Mother or father? Who's the most useful? Who's going to get Alzheimer's?
I mean, if you would have answered this straight away, we wouldn't have got to the road accident. You could have just picked one and then no one had to die.
I just picked my dad because my mum doesn't drive. Seems unfair. That's a really good answer. I like that.
Because otherwise she'd be thinking, has she lied to us all this time? Has she been hiding it from us? And then that brings up more questions, really, than answers.
Yeah.
Why is that lying, driving behind my back? She's driving me crazy.
I think she does drive as well, by the way. I've not met her. But I think she's lying to you.
I mean, what woman over 70 can't drive?
Should I confront her?
Absolutely. And then she can say, well, you pretended to faint all those times as well.
How do you get into... have you ever had an argument? I'd like to see you in an argument.
I've had an argument.
It sounded like a little song. Have I had an argument?
Would I like to have one?
Oh, I don't like this.
Have I had an argument?
Have you been to the West End Theatre?
Oh, many times.
Have you?
Yes.
Mousetrap?
Oh, yes.
How many times?
7.
Thought so.
Yeah, I was thinking 7.
I was thinking Mousetrap, certainly. The 7 was just a lucky guess, I guess.
The Woman in Black.
No, it's very scary.
That's a good one.
Cats, the musical.
Yes, yes.
ABBA, the musical.
Yes, yeah.
The Rock Show, the musical one.
I don't know that one.
Thriller.
Edgy. Yeah, oh yes.
Thriller Live.
Of course she's been to Thriller.
He was up on the stage.
Hmm?
He was up on the stage, pretending to the moonwalk. Thank you. Dr. Benjamin Jones here.
Is that your name?
Yes.
Oh.
Bullied, yes.
Or bullied, no.
Was he friend?
Or was he foe?
Give me your jeans.
Oh. Oh, right.
So, it must have been difficult for you at school with you being so shy.
So shy.
Was that an anxious experience for you?
I suppose. I don't really...
Got nothing to compare it to?
No.
What was your school? Big classrooms?
Yeah.
How many in the class?
Well, at the end of my primary school, it was 36 in the class.
Do you ever get your head kicked in?
No, never got my head kicked in.
Did you, Dr. Benjamin?
No. Not my head kicked in.
Wow. Wow.
Always went for the kneecaps.
Yeah.
That's clever.
No one's asked me.
Oh, did you get your head kicked in,
Claire? Yes, I did, actually. It was very severe. I couldn't speak for a week. Very severe problems.
What a shame, because that's your gift.
Thank you. That and dancing.
Now, I want to ask, when you was at school in a classroom of 36 children, obviously we know you've had a smelly bottom from birth. So was this something that was discussed in the classroom, or was you aware of people talking about you being, you know, smelly, smelly Sarah Spall?
Well, there's talk of a bottom. I didn't think it was mine.
Right. Do you now think it might have been yours?
In hindsight. I mean, hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
I love that. Thank you.
Do you want to say your name again?
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
It doesn't sound as good when I say it. You've got real ownership of it, actually, when you say it. Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Yeah, you need to get the timing right.
Okay, so... I'm just going to keep on talking and then I'll just pop in with the Claire Cares.
Okay.
Keep talking.
Yeah. No, just as... I can't remember.
So we were just talking about your
sleep. Claire cares! Here on the radio again.
I think you got to do it after you say something. After you say something that you think, oh, that's a good bit. Hmm. It's almost like you're making a mental note.
Okay. Okay, go on.
So when... If you listen to it back...
Yeah, no. I've got it.
So I think I can feel a little burp.
Okay.
Coming on, but... Should I keep going anyway?
Yeah, keep going. But if the burp comes out, don't hold it in.
Okay.
Just let it out.
Are you sure?
Yep, there's no problem with burping on this show.
Are you sure?
Yep. In actual fact, I think it will help us to get to the root
of the
problem.
We've got a dump button, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got a dump button and we can dump anything. If I say fuck cunt or something, we just dump that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Claire gets.
Okay. Yep, see, I think you missed it just.
Hang on.
You'll get it.
Hang on. The carrots are good to see in the dark. And it's Claire Cares Broadcasting Today.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you have any idea, Sarah, why your bottom is so small?
Small?
Smelly.
It is also very small.
It is quite small.
And it's nice if Dr. Benjamin Jones didn't notice. He does notice the size of bottoms when they come in. He really does.
That's very reassuring.
Yeah.
I feel much more relaxed now.
No, Sarah, I've not looked at your bottom. It's because your surname is Small. I've talked about your bottom.
Oh.
Small's come into my head because I've said you've got a small bottom.
But it is quite small as well. And do you suffer from cellulite at all, or is it just one of the perks? It's quite upright, isn't it?
One of the sad things about being so shy is I've actually got a perfect bottom.
Gosh.
Oh, that there's a connection there, is there?
What a waste.
Well, it is because not enough people are seeing it.
So the shyer you are, the nicer your bottom is.
I don't think that's what she's saying. Claire cares on the radio.
Well, it might be what she's saying because my uncle's very confident and he's got a very grubby, wrinkly bottom.
And what led you to
see it? How do you know?
Yeah.
Well, I've not thought about it before. No, I know because we go to the beach in Cornwall.
Okay.
And he does this
thing. Why did you get that twitch in your eye when he said that?
Right, okay. A bit of...
just a question.
You're analysing me now, Sarah, aren't you?
So am I.
And I'm comfortable answering your question. Okay, I get a slight twitch in my eye whenever I am feeling like I'm talking about things that I've left behind previously.
The
beach in Cornwall.
The beach in Cornwall.
Do you feel better now you said that?
I'm completely open about it. If I wasn't open about my issues, then how could I speak to other people about theirs? Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
No, you can't be the one that does it.
Do you want to say your name, Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go.
Sarah Preble.
Lovely. Was that the burp?
No, it's...
Oh, it's still to come.
Clearing my throat.
The burp's still in there?
It's threatening.
Okay. We'll look forward to that later on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The doctor will see you now.
Well, should we give her some advice on how to be more confident?
Yes, well,
Are you nervous? Yeah.
First of all, are you lacking the confidence because of the smell?
It's definitely part. I mean, you know, how long's a piece of string? Mm. But I think it's definitely, it's not a help.
Okay.
I think you're an attractive girl. I think once you get to know you, you've got a lovely personality which could shine through.
Aww.
And I think, you know, you could be a force to be reckoned with, a very small force to be reckoned with. But, you know, you could get out there, you could to be an admin assistant or you work in a library or...
Yeah, you'd be great in admin. What? Have you seen the new girl? Who? Sarah. Sarah? One with the small bottom.
Oh.
Really?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I could definitely see you doing that.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to say, should we have a cup of tea? Who wants a cup of tea? And you'll say, I'll have a cup of tea. And then people will make you one and you'll make friends.
You'd have to really be making the tea.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah, very watery girl. Very watery. So let's think how she can be more confident.
Mm.
Yes? Now, why don't you invest in a hat? And wear more red.
I love that.
Because both bold statements, takes a strong woman to wear red or orange.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yes. And to wear a hat is to get ahead, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I think the burp's coming.
Okay, here we go. No, bring it out.
There's a lot of emotions.
Do you want me to pat your back?
No.
Would you like Claire to do it?
No. Okay. No, it's false and I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem at all.
Sorry.
And Benjamin Jones, have you got any of your science-y?
I can't wear a hat, I'm sorry.
Can't wear it. Oh, well, but Dr. Benjamin Jones, mm-hmm. Do you want to say your name now?
No.
Okay, because I've said it.
It's not the right time.
Okay. Well, Dr. Benjamin Jones, is it okay if I say it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Dr. Benjamin Jones can give you some advice from the science world.
Yes. Well, science. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's his thing.
So,
He reads books and stuff on it, you know.
Yeah, it's professional.
Shall we take a picture?
Yeah, of course.
Would you like a picture of me?
Yeah.
Yes?
Claire can take a picture when you're doing the talk about the science.
I'll take a picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just of you both or just Dr. Benjamin?
No, just Dr. Benjamin.
Or do you want me to swizz it around for my
Okay.
Okay, and just as I'm talking about the science, is that what you
want? Yeah.
You just want to get the picture? Okay, no problem at all, so we'll do that. Okay.
Never heard a man talk about science before.
Okay.
So you talk about science, I'll take a picture of me and let's just go for it.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, Claire cares.
So, action.
Thank you. So scientifically, during the study, we've noticed that Americans are naturally very, very confident. And
are they?
Yes. And if you meet an American person, yeah, and you instantly say, that's a confident person. So if you started adopting an American accent... I think you'd instantly find your own confidence and people would see confidence within you.
G'day, mate.
Okay. That's...
Also a confident nation, though, the Australians.
Yep. You can start with Australia.
And work your way around. Work your way around to...
Yeah.
Is it on the way? Home?
Yep. It's sort of up in the middle.
Okay, up in the middle. Up in the middle, off you go. So you've got two great
tips. You might
tips
make less
here.
Friends if you do the Australian one.
If you're going to do the Australian and you're going to get a hat...
I'm getting overwhelmed.
You could get a cork hat.
That's a good idea.
Really commit to the character.
Yeah. Oh, I feel sick.
But no one wants an Aussie in their house.
Can you get an Aussie cork hat that's red? These are the big questions that you'll have to find out on your own time.
I'm prepared to put in the work.
Dr. Absolutely. Benjamin Jones.
No, you're not the one that does it.
Is this a jingle?
Have you got enough advice? Do you think you've been more confident now?
Oh, yeah, too much of anything.
Yeah, she's going to be a force. She's going to be out. You're going to be...
Why don't we...
Please finish that sentence.
You're going to be out there sort of unbelievable, unshakable self-belief, isn't
really?
It?
Really?
What about the force?
The force of nature. You're going to be a force to be reckoned with. I think I've said that. You're going to be...
Force.
Oh, you'll probably get an admin job this time next week.
Oh, yippee. Okay. And I'm going to move to America now as well.
Yeah,
with your Australian accent. An Australian in America with a cork hat. Well, I wish you all the best with that.
Right. Let's imagine now that I'm meeting you for the very first time.
Oh, okay.
And after everything we've told you about you acting confident will give people confidence within you. Now let's role play that now, okay? Let's imagine you're
imagine you've got a massive bottom.
Yeah, you've got a very large bottom.
It's quite difficult for me because mine is so small.
I know, but imagine you've got a lovely big bottom.
No, yeah.
Come with us to a place
trying.
Of a Land of Imagination, is that it?
I think so.
You like musicals?
Do you like Beyonce?
Oh, Willy Wonka's scary.
Willy Wonka. Oh. Willies are scary sometimes. Dr. Benjamin Jones.
I get it now. I do get it.
Thank you. So your role play, you're in the office, you're the new girl, and I don't know anything about you. As far as I'm concerned, you're a confident woman with lots of friends.
Yeah.
You can do this.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, excuse me. See, I've instantly...
She's fainted.
She's fainted.
Sorry, I just fainted then.
Oh,
God. Dear.
Oh, dear.
Was that an actual...
Was it a real one?
Yeah, that was a biggie.
That was, yeah. You were out for a good
How
while.
Long was I out for?
6 months.
Oh, God.
Okay.
We almost gave up on you.
Oh, my bottom must really smell now.
It does smell. Yeah, it's definitely, yeah, there is definitely
it's a pong. It's a pong.
A stronger pong.
I've let everyone down.
You haven't. You've just let yourself down.
Why
and that's very easy to do when you don't have the confidence to back yourself. Should we try that role play with me, Claire Cares, on the radio?
I'm not sure this is going to be helpful for Sarah, but we can try it with you.
Well, I've got a sneaking suspicion that it's going to work a little better with me.
Okay, I'll play the part that I was playing last time again, okay? Would you like to be involved in this role play, Sarah? Okay. You can be if you want. If you want, at any point...
I'm confused. I'm sorry.
I'm very confused.
Okay, so we're going to do the role play again, the one that I did with you previously.
I'm going to teach you how to be the person that you know you can be, okay? And I'm going to... I'll just be a sassy Australian moving to America and doing my admin job, and this is how you do it.
And if at any point you want to come into the scene as a character that you're making up, then that is up to you.
Or if you want to mimic... the character that I'm playing for you and take over, absolutely fine. I would love to see that.
Please don't take over my part, okay? Oh, hello. You must be new here. Can I...
Yeah, good day. I've moved over to America and I'm very confident. I would make you a cup of tea, but I've got too much to do because I've got papers here everywhere and I don't mind a bit of filing.
Oh, you seem fun. I'm going to tell lots of people about you.
Wow. Yes, and I've got three hats on. 1, 2, 3. If you want to borrow one, you can't because I'm too sassy. Come back next year when you're sharper.
Oh, wow.
Do you see?
Wow.
And how many boyfriends have I got? 16? How many girlfriends? Triple that. And then you got some. Because I'm sassy, I sleep with both genders. Have I got a dog? Don't need one. I'm too busy.
Do you see? Do you see how popular she is?
That was very good.
If you wanted a window to see
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Well, that was very sweet, actually, when Sarah did it, not when you did it, Claire.
Not Dr. Benjamin Jones. Claire Cares.
Did you notice that she had a very clean bottom when
can
she was
I go
doing that?
Yet?
You can go at any time you want.
Is it home time yet?
At any time you want to leave, you can leave. We would both prefer it if you stayed.
Okay.
Well, I think we should just give her some more hints and tips and then let her go if she
can
wants
I close
to
my eyes?
Yes, you can.
If
you want to close your eyes.
Maybe we should all close our eyes.
You're not staring at me, are you?
No.
Okay.
We'll all close our eyes and no one's staring at anyone.
It's
nice, isn't it?
If you're listening at home and you want to close your eyes at this point, then please feel free to do so, and you can connect with us now as we do the same thing, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Close your eyes, lend me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating?
That's very loud.
Do you want to join in, Sarah?
No.
I think it will really help your condition if you join in when... Claire sings. Okay, let's give it a go. Let's just give it a go.
Can I shut my eyes?
Shut your eyes.
And you'll just feel my hand on the small of your back.
It's okay. Just if you want to join
in. Is it there yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I can feel your hand.
Okay.
Close your eyes. Lend me your hand, Sarah. Dr. Benjamin Jones. Do you understand? Stand.
I'm just embarking.
Just sing it. Sing it.
I think this will be a breakthrough moment. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be. Find your voice. Find your voice, Sarah. Find your voice. You can do this.
Dreaming. Or is this burning? And it's an
oh, fantastic. Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Claire
Cares. Absolutely fantastic. And already, how do you feel?
Rebel!
Rebel!
Oh, shit!
Legend.
I can't believe that was it. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Woo-hoo!
Wow, your bottom is really cleaned up.
Yeah, I can't smell a thing anymore.
It's fragrant in here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wow.
Wow, and are you American yet?
I'm kind of somewhere between American and Australian, which is right where I'm supposed to be.
That's so good. You really found yourself.
Yeah.
I preferred you before. It's ironic, isn't it?
Oh, well, that's not very supportive. I think you're absolutely smashing.
No, that was a jest. Sometimes Claire Cares will try and jinx along.
Yeah.
I think you're wonderful. You always have been. You found your inner light. And by God, the world's going to know about it.
Yes.
Guys, I'm really proud of all of us, can I just say.
Yes, I'm very, very proud as well. What are you going to do now with your newfound confidence?
Oh, God, I mean, I don't know. I think I'm going to go, like, on a skiing trip or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of, like, rock up to a chalet and just, like, make friends with whoever's there.
Wow. You can wear a cat suit.
Oh, at least, yeah.
Oh, I love, yeah, I think that's a great idea.
When with your arms out, it's very hard to put sort of get your arms out as a woman.
But I'm not worried about that.
No.
At all, yeah.
Love that. I love that.
Thank you so much. Great.
Well done. Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us today on another successful session with Sarah Spall. I can say it as loud as I want now.
Sarah Spall.
What, that's my name?
That's your name. Do you want to change it?
It's Preble.
Sarah Preble.
Sarah
got a small bottom.
Preble.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Preble. I like the way that you asked if that was your name. You're confident,
I
but
can
not
say
that
it again,
confident.
But like I know, I definitely remember.
Yeah. Sometimes I do forget new names.
That's all right. Yeah, actually my name's Sarah Preble.
Yeah.
But don't worry, I haven't taken it personally at all. It's fine.
Someone once called me Peter, and I didn't correct them. And, you know, no one even knows. No, but you can call me Peter. Doesn't make any difference to me.
Okay.
He's only around for 5 minutes. Still thinks I'm Peter.
Just goes to show, life is not always a smooth path. And it's Claire Cares. Thank you to our listener from Milton Keynes and any others that might be out there.
Thank you to Peter. Or Paul, or Brian, or whoever you are.
Can I have some ladies' names in there, please?
Sally.
Thank you. And it's Sarah Preble.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.